"Certainly less than he adores all of the women he's dating," she grumbled. "That's not true." It wasn't entirely true, but Cora had been feeling a little neglected by her brother since he'd turned into such a big shot and become so busy. The packing tape screeched as her mother closed and sealed the box she'd filled. "Does Ayanna Turner offer discounted housing to all the teachers at the ranch?" The scent of the marker Lily used to label the box, "Kitchen, Fragile," rose to Cora's nostrils. "She can't. There's not enough for everyone. Just a handful of small cottages on the far side of the property, away from the school and the boys' dorms."
"So who looks after the boys at night?"
"Each floor has a live-in monitor they call a big brother, who makes sure the boys go to bed at lights out, get up for school, study during study time, and clean their rooms."
"Are they teachers, too?"
"No, most work in town during the day. I was told that some even drive to Santa Barbara. It's merely a way to acquire free lodging, kind of like managing an apartment building."
"How does, what's her name, Ayanna Turner, decide who gets the other housing?"
"Every teacher has the option to add their name to the waiting list and move in if one becomes available. I just happened to hire on at the right time. The teacher who quit left earlier than planned, and my unit wasn't spoken for, probably because it's so small. It wouldn't be big enough for anyone with kids."
"So where do the other teachers live, in town?"
"I'm assuming they do, although I suppose some might live in Santa Barbara. It's only about 20 minutes away, not a long commute by our standards." The packing tape screamed again as her mother built a new box.
"But will there be enough of a social life for you in Silver Springs? I mean, if you're living on campus, will you ever get out? How will you meet people?"
"I'll meet the other teachers."
"Who will most likely be older or married?"
"I really won't know until I get there."
Lily straightened and rested her hands on her hips. "There's more to life than work, honey. A year might not sound long right now, but trust me, it'll seem long if you have no one to do anything with that whole time."
"I can always drive home, visit you guys, Jill, my other friends."
"I hope you come home often, but what about the man who hired you? Maybe you can get something going with him. Jill told me you said he was hot."
"Thank you, Jill."
"He is hot, but what does he look like?"
Cora pictured the dark-headed, rather intimidating man who'd shown her around the ranch. He didn't say too much, certainly didn't waste words, but those blue eyes were laser sharp. They didn't miss a thing. Truth be told, he made her uncomfortable.
"Sort of like a pirate."
Her mother opened another cupboard and started packing the plates.
"A pirate? That's a positive association?"
"In this case, it is."
"Mostly, when it came to his physical appearance, anyway."
"How tall is he?" Cora put her salsa maker, which she'd barely used, in one of the boxes she planned to take with her. If she was going to live in the country, she was going to attend a farmer's market occasionally and make homemade salsa.
"Really tall and built."
"He sounds perfect."
"Not perfect exactly."
That was what she found most compelling about him, that he was a little rough around the edges. "He's got a fairly big scar on his face." She indicated the line of her jaw. "Right here."
"What's that from?"
"I didn't ask." And now that she'd read the article chronicling some of the abuse he'd suffered, she wouldn't. "As far as I know, he's already married."
"Did you see a ring?"
"I didn't look," she said. But that was a lie. She had looked and seen no ring. She'd been curious about Elijah from the first moment they met, but she'd also been apprehensive about the fact that she'd had an ulterior motive for applying at New Horizons, had known he probably wouldn't appreciate that she wasn't being fully transparent. Her mother grinned at her.
"You should have."
"Matt and I barely broke up, Mom. I'm not ready to start dating again, especially in a place where I don't plan to stay." Besides, she wasn't sure she'd be capable of taking on a man as complex as Elijah. There was no telling what kind of scars his upbringing had created, and she wasn't referring to the one on his face, although that could easily be part of the legacy his parents had left him.